Welcome to the Daily Bolster. Each day, we welcome transformational executives to share their real-world experiences and practical advice about scaling yourself, your team, and your business.
Welcome to the Daily Bolster. I'm Matt Blumberg, co-founder and CEO of Bolster, and I'm here today with my friend Jenny Lawton. Jenny is a Bolster alum and someone I've worked very closely with over the years. She's also a very experienced senior operating executive within the tech and startup worlds. Besides Bolster, she has worked at Techstars, at Littlebits, at MakerBot. She is an advisor and board member and coach and mentor extraordinaire, particularly for early stage founders. Jenny, good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
All right. I want to talk today about interviewing. You have interviewed and hired dozens and dozens and dozens of senior executives, maybe in the hundreds at some point. What is your interview process, or what do you think is unique about your interview process for senior execs?
I have a pretty basic interview process. And I often think in grids. So I have a four square process that I look at for people, for understanding people and helping people understand themselves. And it has, in the upper right corner, there is a good at like box, things that you, where you put things that you're good at and you like doing. In the lower right corner is this box that's things that you're good at and don't like doing. In the upper left box are things that you are like doing, but you're bad at. In the lower left box, you just shouldn't even touch. You're bad at, you're not, right. You shouldn't even be there. And so I used to actually have people fill it out in the interview. I would give them a sheet of paper, fold it in four, and say, now I need to see, you need to fill this out. We'll talk about what's in there. That was actually, I found people saying, can I get home and then come back to you? So that really wasn't a very efficient process. So I've just jumped to asking people if they could share with me something that they're good at doing, but don't like doing.
You're picking one box.
I'm picking one box. Tell me something you're good at, but don't like doing. And, the red flag that I'm looking for there is if what they tell me is a core part of their job, that's saying to me that, that it's most likely not the right job for them, because I think people are most dissatisfied when they end up spending their time doing things that they're good at and don't like it. Like it's drudgery. You really want people very squarely in that good at like space.
Right.
The only time when I find that it's okay that it's there, and I'll have a follow-on question as well. If, you know, that's a core part of the job. If they're in a management position and they're going to hire people who are going to do that work that they don't like doing, but they are good at. And like, I asked them, like, you know, how are you going to handle that? Because this is a core part of your job. And if they come back with the answer that they would have other people who are good at it doing it, then we can have a conversation about it. But
yeah,
that's a very telling question.
Well, that's a good second layer question underneath it too. But so let me ask you real quickly, what about the other corner of, I guess it would be, I love it, but I'm not very good at it. What do you like? Because I get the other two corners, like one you don't touch, one you amplify. But what do you do with that one of, I love it, but I'm not very good at it? Like, what happens when that comes up in an interview process?
I mean, I'm, you know, so it depends on the job. Like for an executive, it's probably not the right fit. But for a mid-level person, it might be good that you're hiring someone that they love it and they're not good at it. If you feel like they're able to move over into that box, it's actually, I think that there's a lot of growth potential with that person.
Or I guess if they have a roadmap for moving into that box.
Yeah. You know? And so it's a good conversation, but I'll tell you the good at like one, I asked the guy who had applied for a really, very detailed financial job once. I'm like, could you tell me something that you're good at and like doing, like just, and he's like, anything? And I said, yeah, anything. He's like, I love playing classical piano. I was like, I don't think this is the right job for you. And it really like, so that's how I flip to tell me something that you're good at and don't like doing, because the answers that you got on the good at and like, they just took it very seriously, told me what they were passionate about.
Well, I love a good 2x2 matrix as much as the next person. And this is one that I am going to take note of for sure. So thank you for sharing that with us today.
Thank you.